Up next, we've got Coach Kevin McGuff of Washington. How are you, Coach?
Great this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Would you like to open with an opening statement?
You know what? I'll just take questions right now.
Sounds good. Fire away.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1. Our first question comes from Michelle Smith of ESPN.
Kevin.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
But are you guys playing as well as you had hoped you would be at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think we've made progress through the year, and I'm happy about that. I think that's the mark of any good team or program, that they continue to improve as the season goes. I still think that we can get better, I'm somewhat pleased with how we've played here recently, and certainly this past week without Jazz Davis for us to get 2 wins. I was happy with our players and our effort and our intensity. Yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I think we've played pretty well of late, but we still have a long way to go to be the team we're capable of being.
What's going on with Jazz now?
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic that she'll be okay for this Friday. You know, she got hit in the head in the Washington State game, didn't play the last 10 minutes, and so, you know, she was still a little groggy through the week, felt much better this weekend, but just to make sure we erred on the side of caution and safety for her sake, we didn't play her versus Oregon State or Oregon, but, you know, I'm pretty sure she's going to see the doctor today. We were off yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that she should be able to play Friday.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Metcalf of Arizona Republic.
Kevin, you know, to be sitting there at 6-2, I mean, you know, there's a lot of teams that would love to be in that spot, you know, especially with the nationally ranked teams that you're around. I mean, it must feel pretty good to be there right now.
Well, yeah, you know, we've done some good things, but I think it's just really important for our players to understand and for me as the coach to make sure everybody in our program understands it's about practice on a daily basis, who we play next, because we'll get a lot of questions about, hey, what's this mean for the end of the year and what's this mean for the Pac-12 standings. And in this day and age, it's really easy for kids to get distracted on what's important. And what's important for us is we continue to get better. I think we've had some success because our kids have stayed focused and they've prepared for each game and not looked ahead. And so that's really kind of where I am right now and just trying to make sure they stay hungry to get better and to continue to focus on the task at hand. And, you know, right now we want to have a great week of practice and we want to get ready to go play a really talented and hard-playing Arizona team on Friday night. And so really that's the only thing I'm thinking about and just trying to do the best I can to make sure the only thing anyone in our program is thinking about.
I know when we talked back in December that you thought the conference was much improved. Is that playing out the way you thought?
I certainly think it's bearing out the way I thought and a lot of people thought. And I think, you know, you look at what Stanford and Cal and UCLA, they've had great years. Colorado's had a terrific year. And I think, you know, we had a really good non-conference. We did really well in the non-conference in our non-conference games, and then during the conference season, you've seen a lot of close games and people really competing. I still think there's a lot of things that can happen with the conference race and the seeding as we head towards the Pac-12 tournament. So, but I'm excited. We've had a lot of people, you know, do a great job with their programs in terms of their coaching, and as we've kind of we haven't played everybody yet, but I've seen a lot of really talented young players. So not only are we doing really well this year, but I think the future is incredibly bright with what we have going on in this conference.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Michelle Smith of ESPN.
Kevin, you've obviously been in the conference a couple of years, but you came from the East Coast, and I've been asking a general question about the level of physicality in the women's game. There seems to be a conversation that it's increasing and that maybe it's not the best thing for women's basketball. Can you comment on what you've seen maybe in the last few years, and do you feel like it is indeed becoming a more physical game?
Well, I would say I think it is a little bit, and I think with the kind of the progress we've made in the areas of strength and conditioning over the years, it's kind of added to it. You see a lot more athletic and physical players, which I think will lead to more physical play. And I also the kind of trend that I've seen over the last few years is that we've tended to have specific points of emphasis that are called really early in the season. Then you get later in the year, and maybe it's not called as much. And so that sends a little bit of a mixed message. But I do think it's gotten a little bit more physical. I don't think it's out of control. I think we're allowing teams to play still at a level where the game is enjoyable and you can run offense and compete and all those type of things. But to answer your question, I think we've seen a little bit more physical play. But I think as long as nationally we make sure that whether it be the Pac-12 or the ACC or the SEC or the Big East or whatever, that we kind of have a standard for everybody. Because I think that's particularly important for teams that are going to play in postseason play, that if you're playing in the Pac-12 and you're going to go in the NCAA tournament, that you're going to be used to what SEC and ACC officials are going to call. I think that's the biggest thing that I would like to see, that, or just make sure that, you know, as a group in women's basketball, we really have uniform rules that across the board everybody's getting playing with the same standard, so when you get to March, it doesn't penalize teams that aren't used to a certain style of play.
Kevin, as a quick follow-up, as a coach, how do you cultivate skilled offensive players who can play through playing against now some bigger, stronger, more athletic defenders? And you know, do offensive skills and skill sets have to sort of come up to that level?
I think offensive skill sets have to come up to it, but I think strength. And I'll give you know, it's interesting. When I got here last year, we had a really unique player in Regina Rogers. And the thing that was unique about Regina is she was a player that could really play through contact. And I thought, for the most part, the Pac-12 officials did a great job in giving her and allowing her to play with physicality around the basket and also calling fouls when she got fouled, because she was interesting in that she would get fouled a lot, but because she was so physical and strong and she had great balance and athletic ability, she didn't always, like, fall to the ground, or it didn't seem to affect her like other people. So it was interesting to see how she was how they refereed Regina, because she was one of the few players I've seen that could really, really play through contact and still finish and stuff. And you know, occasionally I found myself kind of battling for her because I didn't think she was getting the same calls other people were, because it wasn't affecting her like them. But to your question, you have to have a certain level of athleticism or skill set to kind of play through some of that contact. And we have a lot more players in general in women's basketball that can do that now, and every year we're adding more. I think if we just don't allow the game to get any more physical than it is right now, I think it will be okay, because we're adding better talent and more skilled players. Now, if it gets more physical than it is now, then it certainly may affect the quality of the game.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.